League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Noah, first of all, thank you so much for doing this. Welcome to Injury Time. How are you finding India?
It's been good. It's been good so far. It's a fun, exciting experience. Obviously, this last few games hasn't been going the way we wanted. But yeah, overall, I'm very happy to be here. You know, me and my family and I already adapted to being in Goa. So it's good.
So before coming here, how much did you know about Indian football? Did you do your research and stuff before making your move here?
Yes. There was a few Moroccan players that played in this league. So there was Nasser Mamouni. He played in HEK. He was, I think, here for a year. Then you have Zaid Karouj. Also that I have a mutual friend that spoke to him about Goa and stuff like that, just so I could get an idea. And also Sami Khdouchi, that played in HEK as well. So yeah, I'm aware of the, I was aware of the league, of the country. So yeah.
So after coming here, when you see the league, the amount of travel that you have to do, anything surprised you at all?
No, not really, because like I kind of asked, and also, you know, now you can find everything on the internet, you know, just to see how things are. And you know, obviously my family and I are very excited for this new adventure, so we did a lot of research and stuff like that, so I wasn't really surprised about anything.
So when you look at the season so far for FC Goa, it looks to me from the outside a little bit of a start stop, new coach, a lot of new players, you're sort of trying to figure out what is happening. You've got some wins and some, like you said, some results didn't go your way. So how do you see the whole season end, looking forward as well?
To be honest, you know, no matter the results or whatever, because I'm there with the team every day. So I know I've been in really good teams and I've been in not so great. And, you know, what I seen in our team is like, you know, we have what it takes, and we have the players to do something big, you know, and it's just a matter of being consistent about everything, and sticking together, and you know. The season is, there's still a lot of games, you know what I mean? So we just have to keep pushing and keep motivating each other. And the best teams, they show it after they lose. Now, it's easy to just win and you have good momentum and just keep winning, you know, but when you lose and things are not going your way, how do you react? What do you do? You know? And I think we do have what it takes to get out of, you know, the two bad games that we had. And I think it's a learning lesson for all of us to see what we did wrong, what we did right, what we need to improve on. But yeah, I really think we have a good team.
And your post performance per se individually, I think you have 4 goals and an assist so far in 8 games, which is a great return. So how would you rate your own performance? And is it an adjustment to play in Indian football, because maybe the ball's not coming as quickly as you're used to, or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's a different way of, you know, I've been playing in Morocco for the last 3 years. It's every league is different. You know what I mean? No matter what level it is or whatever. So it's just a matter of adjusting and things like that. And I think I did really well with, adjusting to the group and the different way they're playing. And I think that every game they kind of understand how I play and how me understanding how other players like to play. But yeah, I think I had a good start, and there was always room for improvement, always room to get better.
So one of the reasons why we do this with the players is for the fans and everybody to know who you are and what you've done in your career and all of that stuff. So I want to start from the beginning. How you started in Morocco before you moved to the US. So what is football like in Morocco? And even more so now because the World Cup and Morocco is doing really well. You'll see about today's result, but they did really well.
Well, I was, when I was before I went to live in America, I played the I was in Wydad Casablanca, which is a big club in Morocco. But I was only there for a couple of years before I moved to America. So I would say like the academy that really, I grew up under would be Metro Stars. And then the name was changed to New York Red Bulls. So I was there, I even had the name New York Red Bulls. But yeah, different the Morocco and obviously America, it's different way of playing football. And I'm glad that I got to experience both, because in Morocco where I played football in the streets mostly, and that gets you the technical side of football. And just being street smart in a way in football. And then I had America where they taught me tactics and at a young age, and passing ability and all these different things that I maybe didn't learn in Morocco.
So, what is football like in Morocco to the people? What does it mean? How are you always? Everybody's playing football all the time. How is it going?
It's exactly how, obviously people don't see maybe don't see Morocco as like Brazil or whatever, but it's exactly the same. It's people playing. You go to Morocco, you'll see people playing football, on the streets every day, every neighborhood. There's no such thing as like you see kids playing basketball or it's football, strictly football. And you even find older people, old age, and when they set up pickup games to play and just enjoy and laugh, even if they can't run. So it's and everyone obviously football is the most watched sport, but in Morocco mainly it's football. There's no other sport besides football.
So how do you see the performance of this World Cup for Morocco as an African team? It's great always to see Asia and Africa do well because they want to catch up to Europe and Latin America. So how do you see that?
I think to be honest, the Asian teams and the African teams really did well in this World Cup. And it's no surprise because they put in the work, and especially I know about Morocco, they really have a good group, and I think that the coach, if you can see from videos or pictures or from the game, the coach has really good connection with the players. And I think that's major because when you have players, say if I'm a coach and I have players like having that bond with me, it's easy for you for them to go onto the field and have that let me fight for the coach, and I know him because he coached a big club, the one I told you, Wydad Casablanca, before he got called up to the national team to coach them. And that's because of the connection that he had with the players. And I think that's the only thing that has changed. The players all, mostly about the same players that have been there for a whole year. It's just that the coach, I think, is closer to the players than the older coach.
You've won the AFCON with them, right?
Yeah, Shank.
African Cup of Nations.
Yeah, Shank.
How Would that, how does that feel to win a continental title with an African Cup of Nations, which is always one of the most entertaining and colorful continental tournaments anyway, and unpredictable also.
Yeah, no, of course it was amazing, and I put in so much hard work that last it was 2 years before when I went to Morocco, because before I went to Morocco I never got called up until I went to Morocco, and then obviously the scouts and the coaches were able to see me day in and day out. So it's a proud moment. It's probably the best moment that I've had, because just because you're a national team and you're representing your country, and just the vibe of being there with the team, it's so different. It's so different. I won three titles in Morocco, but that was probably by far the best one. And it was literally, we were there for a month with the national team, and everyone wished that we were there for longer, because it was a nice experience.
How was the celebration like?
Oh, it was amazing. Most people probably lost their voice. But it was amazing. It was in Cameroon, so we had like the hotel people. They were like celebrating with us, even though they're not Moroccan, but it was a fun experience.
Anything when you went back home, was it like we saw videos from Senegal this year? The whole roads packed with people and all that. Was it the same for you as well?
In some neighborhoods, in some neighborhoods, yes.
And another thing I wanted to ask is your time in Israel. You decided to go to Maccabi Haifa, I think is
Yes.
how you pronounce it. How was
Yes.
it there? Like we and as Asians and people looking outside, we look at and think, oh, Israel, Palestine, there's always issues, it's unsafe and all of that. How was it actually being in that place?
It's probably one of the best, probably the one of the best countries I've been to. It's really beautiful, especially the city I was in. I was in Haifa, so it was unbelievable. Like the ocean, the mountains, it's like that kind of mixture of landscape. So it was unbelievable, and it's not anywhere near close to what people make it to be, you know?
Yeah, and then you had a stint in South Africa as well with Ajax Cape Town. It's one of the clubs that we keep hearing about over the years. So how was that? So this moves that you've made from US to Israel and Morocco, South Africa, now India. How does this? How do you choose where to go next? It's like a thing that I want to experience a certain culture. Oh, that's a great club. I can go there. How does that decision making go?
I always see where I can, obviously you try to build your career, and I always see when is the perfect moment to go to a club, and if I will be successful there, and the way they play football and things like that. You have to look at all this stuff to make a decision. And yeah, and I'm glad I went there because my wife and my kids are from there, so but yeah, it's also South Africa. Cape Town is, I don't know if you've been there or, but it's one of the best places. Unbelievable, unbelievable. For me that's home, it's one of the best places I've been to for sure.
And Oman as well. I forgot to mention that you played there as well. So,
Yeah.
what was the decision? What was the trigger that? Okay, FC Goa is my next move. You said you picked the right time to move to certain clubs. So what is the trigger?
Yeah. I speak with with FC Goa. I just speak with them before, but things just didn't go the way we both wanted. So, yeah. Then when the chance came again. And then there was talks and stuff like that, and I felt this was the right time to make the move. And obviously, I made the great choice at the right time. So yeah, I'm very happy to be here.
So, do you We India had a lot of African players playing in India back in the day, right? At least 10, say 10, 15 years ago, a lot of them. All our superstars were from Africa. Then we had this whole European move, a lot of Spaniards and stuff like that again. And now we are looking at West Asia and Africa once again. So when you come here, how do you see? Did you know about Indian football before back in the day as well, or something that we learned over the because of the ISL?
Yeah, I remember. I think maybe 2015, 2016. I think that's when Sameer Khlouti was here. So, yeah, I spoke with him. I spoke with him at that time on how things are, and he's like, "Yeah, everything is unbelievable. They treat him because he was at ATK." So he's like, he said everyone's treating him nice. They're very welcoming. He's enjoying his football. So I already knew. I had an idea of how things are. You know, and then 3 years back, Nosser Mamouni, he also played for ATK, but I think he had a short spell in India. But he just told me how everything is, and yeah, I had an idea before I came on how things are, and I think that's what pushed me, really pushed me to try to come here, because
So is
sometimes.
there, please, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know how things are, so it's hard to make a decision. But when you ask around, people you trust tell you about a certain thing, then it's easier for you to make a decision.
So now when you come here, is there an adjustment period for you in terms of game style? You're used to certain other things, speed, power, physicality. Was there an adjustment period for you?
No, I think I really, because I've been to too many different countries like playing, so I think it was easy for me to adjust, you know. And one thing also, you know, football wise and also living, you know, I learned that I'm here to work, so you know, my mind kind of, you know, I don't try to expect too much of the way things are, or maybe the way things are home. The way I'm used to. So I just try, this is my situation. I need to adjust the way they play, the way they do this. I need to always bend. You know what I mean? And I think that's a great aspect, because then you get into the groove quick. And I think that's what happened when I came.
Yeah, I think there was a coach, Steve Darby. I don't know if you know of him. He's from Liverpool. He's coached here in India as well, out of place in Asia. He always says, "Be like bamboo." As a foreigner coming to a new country, just so that you bend but don't break. So to adjust. So that's you just mentioned you bend a little. So that thought just popped in my head. But yeah, but. As a foreign player going to different countries, do you feel extra pressure that you have to deliver, especially with a lot of these countries have this, only a certain amount of foreign players and they're brought in to be better than the local players and all of that. And you have to deliver quickly. So do you feel that pressure?
No, it's something to get. You know, I think earlier in my career, where you feel that if you go to a country, that yes, there is obviously, I wouldn't call it pressure, but there is more of, okay, you're a foreigner, you come into a country, you're basically taking a foreigner spot. You have to do something, you have to. But I think that if you think like that, then that's when you don't perform. I think you have to come in. For example, I've played in more countries than playing back home. I think it's like the more you try to be like, oh, I need to score, I need to do this, I need to do, I have pressure. That's when you don't do anything. You know, so it's hard work, it's staying positive, it's not thinking the worst. And yeah, the there is, I don't believe, I don't really try to put in my head that I have a certain amount of pressure that because I'm a foreigner. You understand what I mean? It's a team
Yeah.
sport. Yes, people do expect you to do to score and give assists, but in the end of the day, this is a team sport. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So all you can do is give your best, and that's all.
Yeah. So now I'm going to ask some quick fire sort of questions because I guess we are running out of time a little bit. So Who is the best player that you played with and played against in your career?
Massimo Ciwelli. You probably don't know him, but he's a Moroccan player. He also played in Raja Casablanca, which is the club I was at in Morocco. He's a legend there, and he also played in the Arab Gulf, a lot of teams like Al Rayyan and stuff like that. So yeah, I would say he's one of, we call him the Ronaldinho of Morocco. Yeah, he was an unbelievable player, and yeah, and I played with him and I played against him. So
So you mentioned Raja Casablanca and you played for Wydad before. How is that rivalry like? I've read a little bit about the derbies and stuff in Morocco.
yeah, that's it. Let me tell you, is it there's Derby and there's Casablanca Derby. It's crazy. I don't know if you've seen videos of the games. Sometimes they don't even allow, they'll play in a different city, the Derby, because that's how crazy it gets. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Any Moroccan player, no matter where they play, and even if they play in English Premier League, they wish they can play in that Derby. That's how vibe it is, and the atmosphere is unbelievable.
Is there any historical context to the rivalry?
Say that again.
Like any historical context to the rivalry?
Like mine or
No, like these two clubs. Oftentimes you see one of them is an elite club and one is not. Or in case of Mohunbagan in East Bengal, there is an ethnic rivalry between two groups and stuff like that, which just sort of makes that match a lot more,
yeah, no, it's always been there. That rivalry has always been there. I mean, it's two teams from Casablanca, and the training ground of Raja Casablanca is literally on the same road as it's literally on the same road, maybe like a 1 minute walk. So it's really tense. They always, like, even if it's like the Moroccan national team, we'll see like comments in between like Raja and Wydad, like about the players on the national team. It's that kind of, it's a strong rivalry, but it's good for football. So
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I was reading this book. If anybody wants to read it, they can read that as well. It's about African football, Feet of the Chameleon. So I was reading about Morocco and stuff like that in there. That's why I was just wondering. So anyway, you said best player you played with, best player you played against.
yeah, I would still say him.
Him only? Oh, because you said you played against him as well.
Yeah,
Okay.
because he was and he is the best one in Morocco. For the 3 years that I played there, he's, that you consider a big player, it would be him.
So how does Moroccans look at players like Hakim Ziyech or Achraf Hakimi, who played most of their life away from Morocco, right? So how do you look at those players?
In what way?
No, as the fan base, or do they see them as the best of the generation, or do they care more about players who play in
Of
their
course, the career speaks for itself. They played in big clubs, but not necessarily because they play in big clubs that they might be the best players in Morocco. I don't really believe that, because I've played in the league in Morocco, and they are unbelievable players. Unbelievable players. Sometimes also it's not about just football itself. It's about luck. There's, right place, right moment. But obviously, their name speaks for itself, but I'm just saying, like, there's so many talented players other than them,
Yeah. And now I wanted to ask a question about the best Indian player that you've played with and played against so far.
The best Indian player
Yeah. Or you have seen also is fine in the league so far.
moment
Whichever.
from FC Goa.
Actually, you can say one from FC Goa and one from not FC Goa, because otherwise I'm sure you'll pick both from FC Goa.
But there's a lot, man.
Yes,
You
there is.
know, FC Goa, you know, we have a lot of good players. You know, there's Redeem, there's Anwar, there's Deraj, there's Glenn, there's Brandon. There's a lot of talented players.
Okay, let's go with one
Look, maybe you should ask me this like in the end of the
end of
season.
season. Yeah,
It's a
maybe.
long season, you know, and you know, I do try to watch all the games, but I think it's too early to say.
Any Indian players you heard of before you came here?
No.
Okay. So, this is the last question that we always ask our guests, and I'm going to ask you as well. What is the funniest thing that happened to you on a football field? Now, it could be a conversation between you and some other player in the match, or some nonsense happened and it was funny, because a lot of things do happen in the game, right?
Me trying to explain the ref something, trying to explain to the ref something, and he tells me to shut
Where is this?
up. Not long ago.
Can explain a little bit more without giving it away?
I'd rather not, but yeah, it was a few games ago. It's so funny.
Any other ones?
I was actually very shocked. Like, I was literally just trying to explain something, and he's like, shut up.
Because oftentimes we ask this question, we get some of the most ridiculous answers. I'll tell you one. You know, I mean, you have assistant coach Gaurmangi. He was playing a game when he was a player, and a fight broke out at the other end. So he was staying away. And this is like a big game. So in Goa only, I think, and he was staying away. And I think it is Clifford. No, not Clifford was in the other side. Yeah. So they were having this whole argument. Mangi was staying away from the whole thing. And then later on, he felt a hit from the back. And then he went and asked, like, why did you hit me? And the other guy came and running, hey, sorry, sorry, I hit the wrong person by mistake. And then walked away. Yeah, so these kind of things do happen, and which I find really hilarious, because, you know, we don't see a lot of this, but you guys keep having conversations in the game, and we don't see any of it.
There's some things you don't see on, you don't see on the TV, but they do happen in the field.
Yeah, so anyway, I think half an hour was the time that was allotted to me. I think I'm running out of it anyway. So, Noah, all the best to you. I hope to catch you at the end of the season to ask the question about the best Indian player that you've played with and against. And maybe then I'll get the you know, proper full-blown answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Nice speaking to you always. When you
Thank
are in
you.
Bangalore, I'll hope hopefully I'll catch up with you. So yeah, let's thank you so much for your time. Thank you
Pleasure. Pleasure.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.